Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. He's going to be talking to us about the concept of real estate investing vis-a-vis the idea that the fast nickel is better than the slow dime. And that's a metaphor for real estate investing and the issues of volume and velocity. So with that having been said, I'm going to introduce Kevin and let him discuss this metaphor as an overriding principle to real estate investing. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi, so let's dive into this because there's this dichotomy here, and tell us about that nickel versus that dime.
Yeah, let's peel that back a little bit and kind of translate that into business terms, as you alluded to, volume versus velocity. And that's really what's underneath this metaphor that I'll admit I didn't know, understand, or appreciate when I started out as a part-time real estate investor over 10 years ago. But as I've continued to expand and grow my investing business to now what is a full-time business here in Dallas as a Homevestor franchise, I now finally have understood and appreciate the fact that, yep, that fast nickel is much better than that slow dime. And here's what I mean. And to understand that metaphor, you've got to understand and appreciate the difference between volume in your real estate investing business, the number of houses you buy, versus velocity, the rate at which you buy those investment houses. And I'll be the first to say, and it's probably no surprise to those who have run in the realms of investors, whether that means your local friends or family or real estate investment club that you might spend time with and talk real estate investing with, there is a misconception in this business that volume cures all evil, and those who do volume, i.e., buy a lot of houses, are the most successful investors. And I can assure you that that is not necessarily true and quite often not the case when it comes to what makes successful investors successful. Though we still see those who preach and even brag about, hey, the more deals you do, the more volume you do, the more quantity of homes you buy, the bigger and the better you are. But I'll assure you that volume is not the cure-all and is not the true measure of success in real estate investing. And I will tell you that what is velocity. Velocity ultimately is the measure of your success and what's going to unlock your future success as a real estate investor. And it's important to understand the definition of velocity because it's typically not understood or perhaps even confused or held synonymous with volume. Where volume is a measure of the quantity of deals you do, of homes you buy, velocity is a measure of the rate and the direction of change. Or more importantly, in our world, it's the speed at which you move forward towards your ultimate goal of real estate investing, which is profitability. And with respect to velocity, a high rate of speed, meaning your ability to move quickly and efficiently and productively with the homes you buy, the investments you make, towards your ultimate year-end goals, whether that's a profitability goal, which most of us probably have as our common goal in our businesses, your velocity is the rate at which you achieve that goal and move forward day in and day out towards that goal. And like I said, many investors, they might hold these two concepts or guiding principles synonymous, volume and velocity, or they may not even understand or appreciate velocity at all. And I'll be the first to say that volume be very careful, it can produce very negative results, whereas velocity, in my experience, produces very positive results. So let's go into that, and let's look at it from three angles. First of all, let's kind of debunk the misconceptions and misunderstandings with respect to volume, and then let's do the same, but really focus on clarifying the misunderstandings as it has to do with velocity. And then let's talk a little bit about why I choose velocity over volume as the key guiding principle for my real estate investing business. So first off, the misconceptions around volume. I can assure you it's not all it's cracked up to be. The more houses you buy does not necessarily mean the more profits you'll generate or the more successful you will be. You know, high volume, sure, it can create high profits, but it is not implied or guaranteed in any way. The more houses you buy does in no way ensure your success, ensure your profits. You know, think about it. When you buy a lot of investment properties, single-family houses, whether you're going to fix and flip them or buy and hold them, you can buy a lot of units, but that they could be very low margin, low profit deals. You could be so focused on the transactions of buying and selling that you could find yourself doing very diluted deals because you're just trying to quickly get on to the next one. And you'll also find quite often that if you're chasing volume, you're going to do that probably at the expense of poor execution. You'll be so transactionally focused that there's a good chance you're going to sloppy in your execution of those deals. And when that happens, that's going to be reflected in your ultimate profits and gains from those deals. Furthermore, high volume, that can hinder profits because it's going to demand a lot of infrastructure in your business. You know, people and resources and energy. Think about the level of advertising alone that you'll have to invest in and execute in order to support that high volume. So these are just some of the very many reasons that high volume is not necessarily the cure-all, end-all to your real estate investment business. It's not all that it's necessarily cracked up to be. And I have seen this with many investors who do very high volume, but at the end of the year, they do very low profits or very low margin. And it's simply because they become a transactional machine, a hamster on a wheel, constantly chasing units instead of efficiency and productivity and profitability. And that leads us to velocity. And I'll call velocity an investor's friend. And velocity is the principle behind those who do appreciate, hey, that fast nickel is probably better than that slow dime, meaning I'd rather operate efficiently, effectively, and at a good rate of productivity with my real estate deals versus the alternative of just going after high volume. Keep in mind, here's some of the indicators of a high-velocity business, a high-velocity real estate investing business. These are the traits that I've seen in successful investors here in Dallas, in my local market, and even nationally. A high-velocity business, a key characteristic that you'll see is they are efficient. They advertise effectively and efficiently. They produce and generate leads effectively and efficiently, and then they convert those leads into buys, the purchasing of single-family homes as investments. They do that efficiently and effectively, and that feeds the velocity of their investing business. They're also very productive. There's not a lot of wasted energy or resources. They know how to advertise. They know how to convert those advertising leads into purchases, and then they know how to effectively convert those purchases into profitable deals, whether it's fix and flip, or whether it's assignments, or whether it's buy and hold as rentals. They do that effectively, efficiently, and productively. And in turn, the combination of this efficiency and this productivity, that's what characterizes a high-velocity investor. You're moving at a high rate of speed in the right direction. And the right direction is defined as moving towards your ultimate goals for that year, for that business that you're running and owning. You're not bogged down. You're not wasting resources. You're not wasting energy. And you're moving forward and achieving results so that you don't find yourself at the end of the year short of your ultimate profit goals or your ultimate income goals. You can find yourself there despite the fact you may have bought a lot of houses and exceeded your wildest expectations. I've done it. I've been there. I've come to the year end and realized, wow, I did a lot of deals, and I ran very fast on that treadmill of real estate investing. But at the end of the year, the profits were nowhere near what I thought. And it's because I adopted a focus on volume versus a focus on velocity, a focus on transactions versus a focus on efficiency, productivity, and ultimately profitability. And let's talk then why I choose velocity. Well, volume does not necessarily facilitate or enable velocity, like we talked about already. You can be very inefficient and very unproductive as a high-volume investor. And it's also very tiresome and can be very costly and exhausting. However, to the contrary, velocity does facilitate and enable volume. And what I mean there is when you're an efficient and productive investor, and you're generating leads, you're converting those leads into buys, and you're closing those purchase transactions efficiently and with a high rate of productivity, you'll be shocked. That's going to enable and unlock your ability to do more volume. You weren't focused on volume. You were focused on the right things of efficiency and productivity and velocity. But what that in turn will do and produce for you, even if it's not your direct intention, it's going to get you the volume you want. But you're going at it the right way when you're focused on the velocity. And here's an extra bonus, and I've learned this as my experience with over 10 years of buying and selling investment real estate and buying and holding investment real estate as rentals here in Dallas. When you focus on velocity, and it ultimately, as I just said, unlocks your ability and enables you to achieve volume, you get a bonus, and that is profitability. Focus on velocity in order to enable your volume, and it's going to result in profitability when you approach your investing in this sequence. Efficiency, productivity on a lot of deals is going to ultimately unlock a lot of volume, and it's ultimately going to enable a lot of profits. So here's some key points to take away. Don't always be impressed with the high volume, and in turn, be impressed with an efficient and productive investment machine that's running at a high velocity. When your investment machine is running well and it can handle the demands of high volume as a result of your high velocity, and when you're running well and you're running at high volume, you're going to generate profits. Focus on your velocity, your ability to do deals accurately, efficiently, and with high productivity, and you're going to unlock your potential for high volume, and you're going to combine that volume with your velocity, and it's going to unlock the profits that you're ultimately seeking.
All very good points, Kevin, as always, and a good primer for the principles of real estate investing and the notion of this nickel versus dime metaphor. I thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure listening to you discuss these issues.
Thank you, Lewis.